Leaders.
The riots and the response. Punish the thugs. Stand up for immigration. And improve local services.
Repulsive is a strong word. It is not strong enough for the behaviour marring Britain's streets. Ever since three little girls were slain in Southport on July 29th, indefensible anti-immigration protests have flared across towns and cities in England and Northern Ireland. Mosques and police officers have been attacked. In Rotherham, criminals tried to set fire to a hotel they thought was housing asylum seekers. Thugs in the streets have been egged on by hate mongers online. Some of the worst race riots since the Second World War hardly fit the image of a newly stable Britain sought by the incoming Labour government. Some countries have issued warnings urging people to exercise caution visiting Britain. Elon Musk, a man who must be clever but constantly finds new ways to make you wonder, has given his view on X, the social media platform he owns. Civil war is inevitable. That is patently false. Many of the troublemakers over the past few days have been youngsters drawn by the thrill of mindless violence rather than by the application of revolutionary theory. Justice will have a deterrent effect on many. Rioters have been a lot less defiant in front of a judge than when they were part of the mob. One reason the extreme right has gone from being an organised political force to something amorphous is that Britain is an increasingly liberal country. Large counter-protests have begun to take place in support of immigrant communities. Only 17% of people now say that it is very important for being truly British to have been born in Britain, down from 48% in 1995. The recent election was a crushing defeat for a government that had campaigned to clamp down hard on illegal immigration. Yet the clashes may not be over. And even if Britain is not about to wage civil war, the rioting is more than just a passing bout of summer violence. Immigration has become the running sore of British politics, owing to a mix of real problems and political opportunism. The asylum system is in a mess. Although extremists do not thrive in elections, the right wing of British politics does provide cover for hostility to migrants. When the Conservatives were in office, they were prepared to flout international law to deport asylum seekers arriving across the English Channel in small boats. Nigel Farage, the leader of Reform UK, uses dog-whistle language about societal decline and two-tier policing to signal that his party is the natural home for people who may not take to the streets but do dislike migrants. Polling by YouGov shows that a third of Reform UK voters believe the disorder is justified, compared with 12% of Britons overall. It would therefore be unwise to think the riots should be forgotten as soon as they die down. Because the violence may accelerate the online processes of radicalisation and counter-radicalisation, Britain's far-right problems could get worse. That means the government must combine robust justice and thoughtful policy, punishing the lawbreakers but drawing people who are open to democratic politics away from the fringes, being careful not to indulge anti-immigrant prejudice but tackling the sense of grievance on which populists feed. Robust justice is the simpler part of this equation. Speedy trials and sentencing are the best way to deter continued violence. The first criminals have already been named and jailed. Given the role that online networks play in organising protests and fomenting hatred, pursuing people who call for violence from their keyboards is also crucial. The police themselves must also become more agile in their response to misinformation. It took them several hours to rebut posts that said the Southport attacker was a Muslim asylum seeker, lies used by influencers to incite the first disturbances. An unequivocal response to thuggery is not enough, however. To gradually draw the poison from immigration requires three parallel approaches. The first is to take every opportunity to bust anti-immigration myths. The riots have prompted much talk about the failure of multiculturalism. In fact, integration is something the country does exceptionally well. In England, teenagers who do not speak English as their first language are more likely to obtain good grades in maths and English in national GCSE exams than native English speakers. Not every migrant assimilates, but every ethnic group has become less segregated since the census started keeping track in 1991. Talk of two-tier policing is false too. Although the authorities have sometimes trodden too lightly for fear of offending sensibilities, the claim that white people are treated less fairly than ethnic minorities is nonsense. In the year ending in March 2023, the police carried out 24.5 stop and searches for every 1,000 black people and 5.9 for every 1,000 white people. Telling people that immigration works will not succeed so long as bits of the system patently do not. The second element is to end the most damaging and visible policy failures. Processing asylum claims as fast as possible would make it easier to stop cramming large number of migrants into hotels, often in deprived areas. That policy has done more than any other to waste money and provide locals fury. The third approach involves the unglamorous work of local politics. Some people are angry because of immigration itself, but many more are angry because of run-down local government and public services, starting in the years of austerity. The miles covered by bus routes fell between 2009-10 and 2019-20. In that time, a third of England's libraries closed. GP appointments are harder to come by. When public services are scarce resources to be fought over, immigrants are more likely to become targets. When lives are hard, confidence in mainstream politics falls and people take action themselves. In an online essay for The Economist, Dame Margaret Hodge, a former Labour MP, writes how tackling bread-and-butter local concerns sidelined white nationalists in her constituency in the 2000s. That is good policy anyway. It is also a vital response to the violence disfiguring Britain's streets.